Now, I always love to have young people on the programme, and I'm really delighted to have two young people from Listowel joining me today, David Hunt and Leila Stack. And David and Leila are both involved in the KCYS, which is the Kerry Community Youth Service. And with them today is Gareth Hartfelt, who is a youth work development manager with the KCYS. And they're here to talk to us about, among other things, European Youth Week. You're all very welcome, first of all.
Thanks, Billion, dear.
Gareth, I'll ask you first of all, what is European Youth Week?
Yeah, thanks very much, Adrian. Thanks so much for having us in. So European Youth Week, it actually finished last Friday, May the 1st, and it started on the 24th of April. So it's an initiative kind of run by the European Commission and the European Parliament to celebrate youth participation, how young people can contribute to society, both on a local and then on an international level. So it's very much the focus this year. So it happens every 2 years, and the focus this year was on solidarity and fairness. So within the KCYS, we ran a lot of activities last week to kind of acknowledge how important the European Union is and how important it is for young people to be aware of the opportunities in that, and also as well to kind of focus young people to think about solidarity and what it means on a wider aspect as well.
Very good. And I understand, David, both yourself and Leila have been abroad as part of all this. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so something that's really special about Europe is the Erasmus Exchange Programme. So in our own school, Closhnaith and Listowel, and also with Kerry Community Youth Service, we have the opportunity to engage in the Erasmus Exchange Programme, which basically means we link up with other European countries. For example, with our own school, Closhnaith, we linked up with a school in France, and that allowed our students to head over to France to experience the culture, the educational system, and also for students over in France to come here to our own school and basically experience the same thing.
Okay, and did you find that good?
I did, yeah. It really like broadens your horizons, seeing like the difference, but also it kind of reminds you how, you know, everyone's human, and like although you're in a different country, everyone's practically the same thing.
Yeah, young people are young people.
Young people are young people. Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
All over. Yeah. And so, Leila, you got to see what the school system was like in France and Spain. Was it very different from here?
Well, in Spain, the days were quite short and they had like shorter subjects, but they did a lot like harder work. Whereas in France, they had a really large timetable until like 5 o'clock. But then they had free classes throughout the day because the amount of students in the school, which was really nice to see, because they got to like have study hours in between. Mm-hmm. And then compared to here, it was a lot like busier in France.
Okay, so longer days in France, shorter days in Spain, and we're somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And how did you get on with your counterparts over in France and Spain? Was there any language barrier, or how did you get around it?
Recently, I went to Spain for 2 weeks, and I went to a school in Spain, and the student I was with, her name was Naya. She was really, really nice, and her English was unbelievable. Like, she was so friendly and so like warming to go to her house. Her whole family was really kind, and it was so nice to see how in different countries they use the English language so well, and like,
kind of puts us to shame with our like language capabilities, especially.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, we're not as great at languages.
Unfortunately, not
as they are. And what do you feel you got out of the experience, David?
Well, to be honest, like when I was younger, I never thought I would be going to a country with a group of my friends for free, especially. And it's mind blowing, the fact that you're able to go to another country with your friends. You're able to experience the other country and make new friends. Like, I never thought I'd be able to say that I have friends over in France. Like, it's just, it's totally unbelievable.
What part of France did you go to?
I went to Sin-le-Noble. So it's kind of, it's a good bit out from Paris. Yeah.
Yeah. And what would you say you got out of the whole experience, Leila?
I made really good connections. Like, in Spain, I think during the summer, I think I'm going to go back to the student I had recently. And she was so sweet. I think we're going to do similar to what we did during the exchange, and I think she's going to come here for a week and I'm going to go to her house for a week, and I think it's actually incredible that we can make that connection with each other.
That's amazing, and all out of this Erasmus program. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think you've more of a kind of an appreciation and understanding of the European Union as a result of this?
Yeah, of course. Like, we get to have so many more opportunities, and like even young people now have like a voice in like this society because of them.
Yeah. Okay. And do you think even politically, David, it woke you up a little bit to how Europe works?
1,000,000%. Yeah, 1,000,000%.
Yeah. And would you say that, do you think other young people have as much awareness of Europe as yourselves, or like compared to what you knew now, what you know now compared to your interest in European affairs before that?
Yeah, I just think we're really lucky, especially with our own school, because we're an Erasmus accredited school. And also we have our local KCYS centre. So like we're able to gather information. Like I'd say if we were in a rural area, we would have no idea about any of this. It's just the fact that we are in a town. We are able to get the information from our school and also from our local youth workers as well. So I think that's what benefited us mostly.
And Gareth, did you get to go anywhere?
Yeah, I'm very lucky in my job, Deirdre. So I was actually in Norway in February with Cathal Daniel Youth Club on an Erasmus Plus funded exchange. So just to kind of explain with that, so the KCYS, so we're also accredited under Erasmus Plus, and we also have the quality label for ESC. So that means that volunteers aged 18 to 30 can come over to us and volunteer. So like, you know, that's a whole new dimension. And I must say, so with Erasmus Plus, there's a national organisation. So in this country would be Lurgus, who are amazing at supporting us in kind of making sure that we're using our funds in the best possible way. But they're also, like, you know, really helpful in new organisations. So, like, you know, they would help sporting organisations, other youth work organisations. As the guy said here, like, you know, they help schools. I would encourage any organisation that has the capacity to look at this type of work to really explore it, because, you know, like Leila and David, like, you know, they're great testaments to it. It can change a young person's life. So it's really, really important. If people can do it, then it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and can young people still join KCYMS?
They can. They can, of course, yeah. So we've centres all over the county. So if people wanted to look at our website, kcys.ie, all the information around all of our centres are on our website. And also, people can also apply for some Erasmus Plus opportunities independently. So now the deadline's kind of finished now. It expired a couple of weeks ago. But there's a program called Discovery U, which allows 18-year-olds to get an inter-rating card. It's the best way to describe it. And go around Europe. So lurgus.ie is another good website to look. But even if people contacted us about it, we can give all of that information.
Yeah, and it goes without saying you'd both recommend us getting involved with KCYS.
Definitely, yeah.
You would too, Leila. I never asked you, what did they make of Ireland, the students who came over? Did they enjoy it?
I suppose they kind of did. You know, there's obviously stereotypes about our country. I think they were kind of thinking, you know, about alcohol and everything like that. But I'd say they were blown away, especially by our education system, because of the fact that we have so many practical subjects, such as like your construction, your engineering and stuff like that. They were definitely blown away by that.
Brilliant. Well, listen, great to meet you both and to meet you again, Gareth. David Hunt and Leila Stack from the KCYS, and also Gareth Hartfelt, Youth Work Development Manager, talking to us about European Youth Week. And well done to all of you. Now, before we finish up, a caller has been in touch about electricity and says, I have a business. It's no wonder the bills are so high. We're paying the cost of fixing the lines. There's a standing charge, a PSO levy, a SEM trading charge, and electricity tax and 9% VAT. My God, that really adds up. And just to finish on a positive note, a listener says, Deirdre, I've been travelling from Tralee to Cork for the last 8 weeks by train. I take sandwiches, snacks and drinks. I get a lovely coffee at the kiosk in Tralee going up. There's always charging points under the table. I always book my seats in advance. Mallow to Cork has quiet coaches, and so far it's all been very pleasant journeys. So glad to hear that. Pat was on sound today. Brenda took your call. Stay tuned for Brendan Fuller, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.